Good day and welcome to our podcast, Helping Clients Audit Their Benefits Technology, hosted by Employee Benefit Advisor and sponsored by Equitable. I'm Lynn Gresham and I'm talking with Jamie Hawkins, CEO of Benefit Technology Resources, an HR technology consulting firm. Our topic is benefits technology, how your clients are or aren't using it, the challenges they're having, the opportunities they're missing, and how advisors can help. Recently, Equitable partnered with Source Media Research and Employee Benefit News to conduct a survey among HR professionals on the topic of benefits technology integration. The research findings show that benefits technology is heavily on the minds of these professionals and that they're looking for advice and support when it comes to understanding and implementing benefits technology. Jamie, let's tee up our conversation by talking about how employers are currently using HR technology. The research shows that companies are, on average, employing about three different HR benefits tech solutions. Can you shed more light on this?
Absolutely, Lynn. What we find is that oftentimes employers eventuate to this kind of setup. It's not something that they set out as a goal to have multiple providers helping with their HR and benefit administration technology. And typically, we find that a client has a system for enrolling their medical, maybe their core health and welfare plans. And sometimes those platforms can't enroll voluntary or worksite very well. So the client ends up using maybe the carrier's website or another solution like that. Some clients leverage an HR system and are tracking some of the benefit information there. And sometimes, or I would say really often, the client's using the payroll platform for administering the correct deductions that that employee is enrolled in. So you can see it really varies based on the client's setup, but it's easy to see how an employer could get to a situation where they're using three different platforms. I think what was also interesting from the study, some of the data that came back on why employers are using multiple platforms, the reasons were the challenges they were experiencing trying to fit that transaction into one system. Sometimes you have compatibility issues in these systems. There's sometimes a lack of flexibility in how that plan is administered. And you've also got redundancy, where an employer or HR professional may feel like, gosh, I'm entering the same data into multiple places. Why can't I simplify this? Why can't I standardize it? And as you can imagine, if HR is frustrated, that can also lead to employee frustration. And I think that's frankly why employers want to try to clean this up and have a more integrated solution to benefits administration.
Why aren't employers using more technology then?
Well, I think they are approaching it cautiously and they're trying to find one system that can do everything. And frankly, that unicorn isn't really out there today. There's pros and cons of any software deployment, whether you're using one vendor or three vendors. So I think that may be part of the hesitation. I also believe that costs are. Sometimes an employer or client may feel that deploying more technology is going to be cost prohibitive, but they're not looking at the manual processes that they're going through internally and looking at what that ROI might be by removing some of the manual labor intensive processes that can also be challenges from a compliance standpoint. We sometimes find too that employers perceive integrating all these systems as a huge, daunting task. And I would tell you, years ago, it was. Today, it's gotten so much better. So I would tell you, those are probably the main reasons we see employers not adopting technology as quickly as they could be.
Jamie, 70% of the survey respondents expressed an interest in integrated benefit software solutions. Can you talk about why integration is so important?
Absolutely, Lynn. What we are seeing and hearing today is really different, a different message than it was even 2 years ago. 2 years ago, when we talk about HR and benefit software, it was all about how to make the HR administrator's life easier. Today it isn't. It's all about the employee, and everyone building and deploying software has the employee experience at the center of that. It's so vitally important. And the reason it is employees, you know, if you put your employee hat on like I do mine, I want my transaction, whether I'm enrolling in benefits or I'm logging, you know, in and looking at a payroll stub, I want it to be easy. I need it to be easy. So we've seen a shift there as to why an integrated platform is important. An employee doesn't want to log into multiple systems. You also have, I talked about this just a minute ago, compatibility issues in an integrated system, because you're leveraging one set of data as your system of record, you have less risk of that. And you're not entering data, the same data in multiple places and risking errors that way. And again, you would have accurate and compliant data, which at the end of the day is what everyone wants. But if you think about it a step beyond that, you know, if you can imagine having your benefits data, your HR, your payroll, and that data set also being fed to the carriers electronically, it really helps to simplify an employer's life if all of that works as it should. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. It really depends on the vendor.
Well, given all these benefits, why haven't more employers adopted an integrated approach to technology?
Well, I think that this whole market, this integrated human capital management market, is moving so quickly. The numbers that we see, the stats that are being poured into HR technology, is the highest that it's ever been. So you've got the traditional vendors, you've got new vendors entering the market. And I think as an HR professional, number one, it's hard to keep up. So knowing who's got the integrated approach, which one is working correctly, is a challenge unto itself. I think that there's also confusion about, should I go with this integrated platform or do I need a best-in-breed benefit administration platform? Again, pros and cons to each approach. But I think that may be a reason why, again, there's not more adoption. But I think that we're seeing less and less of that today from employers who are figuring this out. One of the big drivers is an employer wanting to put tools into employees' hands to help with decision support. If they offer multiple plans or worksite plans, they want to help that employee figure out which plans are the right plans for them. And there's also a lot more transparency coming into the market, helping that employee make the right benefit decisions when it comes to costs and services provided under that plan. So we're seeing that quite a bit. And then I think that there's a perception from employers that the cost and the timeline, because frankly, these benefit systems to stand one up is not typically a quick process. It takes time to configure the plans correctly, to configure the rules. And some employers just wait until they're pretty close to open enrollment. That's when they start thinking about the technology deployment. And frankly, then it's almost too late. This is really something that if you're going to deploy an integrated or standalone solution, it's really best done soon after open enrollment. So that would be, I think, some of the main triggers that we're seeing why there may be adoption that isn't quite where we expect it to be. And one other thing, Lynn, that I wanted to mention, if you look at the study, many employers cited as kind of their top reasons for moving slower on technology and the adoption of technology being the budget. You know, they didn't have it budgeted. They didn't see the return on investment clearly. So those are areas when we talk about this audit that I would really recommend an employer focus in on. What are you doing manually? What can be improved from that process? And what would the technology do for you that would take the pressure off of the team?
How do you see the role of the broker advisor then? How should they be helping employers?
Well, I think it's important that they understand holistically the process that the client is going through. And let me explain what I mean by that. Going through this technology audit, they need to understand really from A to Z, how are those benefits enrolled, communicated, and administered. What we find is typically there are multiple people within an employer touching that process. HR may be providing the communication of the benefits. They may be handling the enrollment, but we find that finance is often involved with the payroll deduction side, with the bill and reconciliation side, with the carrier. So having a clear picture of all of those components is really important. So I would say really come into this, break the process apart, document the process, and that's going to be the roadmap for that advisor to really figure out what the client needs and how they're going to be able to assist them.
Can you describe a little more what a benefits technology audit entails? What does the advisor need to do and how he or she would present it to clients?
Absolutely. So what we would recommend is, as I mentioned before, the broker really break the process down and document it. And typically when we're helping a client through that process, we're going plan by plan and understanding the communication, the enrollment, and the administration. It is getting into detail, but you typically find that for some plans or some processes, it may be COBRA, it may be HSA administration, that the HR or benefits team is having to do a lot manually. We've encountered clients where the bill reconciliation, because they're reconciling the carrier bill to deductions, take someone in finance a day each month to do that. Those are the kinds of things that are going to come up in this audit and really allow someone, whether it's the advisor or a third party, to look at this and say, this is where you're spending a lot of time and effort, where technology and a true benefit administration system would take that effort off of you. So it's just getting into the detail on each specific plan that's offered and how those plans are administered.
What are the biggest mistakes you see clients making?
I think today we see a lot of clients that are sold by their payroll company this holistic human capital management system. And they don't dig deep to understand the capabilities of the benefits module. And they basically are getting sometimes, not all the time, a benefits light technology. And it will do some of the tasks that you would expect, but there are many that aren't part of this platform. And we have seen a lot of second generation buyers who initially went with that kind of system that was more limiting. They dealt with it. They tried to figure out, okay, this is where we are today. These are all the manual processes. And let's now look at the second generation of our benefits technology and figure out how we automate this. So I would say if you can do that on the front end, that's going to be a better outcome for you. And understanding, I think, very clearly integrations. I can remember a client that we worked with recently who was wanting the vendor to build an EDI file for life and disability. And it was very time consuming. It was taking months and months to get into production when really they didn't need that. The same data could have been provided through an export file, a custom Excel file out of the system. So documenting what you need from an integration standpoint, we find is important and will help alleviate any challenges going through this process.
Those are great insights. Jamie, what are the top three takeaways you'd like advisors to remember from this conversation?
Sure. So I think number one, from a takeaway standpoint, is just remember that each client is unique. Just because you've dealt with, you know, this certain situation with one client, we find you've dealt with that situation. When you move on to the next client, they've got a whole series of other challenges because of how they've grown, because of how they've staffed. Sometimes you're going to find unique traits that you really need to come at it with a tailored approach. So we would just ask them to keep that in the forefront. Also include the different stakeholders in the discussion. As an advisor, you are touching the benefits team, the HR team, the payroll team, and sometimes finance. And they really all need to be part of this discussion and game plan. And we do this a lot. So it's been interesting at times to find that the finance team had no idea that something that they didn't touch was being done so manually. So they actually learn from each other in an exercise like this. The last thing I would say to an advisor is really try to educate yourself on what is available in the market from the carrier side, from standalone market solutions, integrated solutions. What is out there today may not be what the right solution is tomorrow. I really can't stress enough how much this market is changing and evolving. So if an advisor is up to speed, it's going to be much easier for them to help recommend the right solutions get evaluated instead of bringing the wrong solutions to the table.
That's great advice, Jamie. Thank you so much for being with us today and for sharing your expertise. For more information on the research we've mentioned in benefits technology solutions, please visit the Benefit Technology Resource Center on the Employee Benefit Advisor website.